Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I am JT. What a wonderful Northwest weekend it is. It's raining. At least in parts of the Northwest, it's raining. And where I live, it's raining. But we'll see the sun again come next June, I promise. I guarantee it. We've got a great guest today. If you're a real barbecue aficionado, or if you follow barbecue competitions at all, we always hear kind of one name associated with the top echelon of barbecues. That association is KCBS. It almost sounds like a TV station, doesn't it? Yeah, KCBS. Carolyn Wells, we are welcoming today. She is the executive director of KCBS. She's out at a barbecue event right now in Illinois. We'll talk to you about that in a second, but let's welcome Carolyn to the show. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It is my honor and pleasure to talk to you today. Now, were you one of the founding members of KCBS?
I was. My late husband, Gary, myself, and our friend Rick Welch. We started as a group of maybe 30 dedicated barbecuers, and knock on wood, here we are 30 years later with 21,000.
Well, what possessed you to do it? What made you see the need for this type of organization?
Well, originally we thought we just needed a club for these crazy people who like to cook big old hunks of meat and drink beer. But then actually people were always checking to see when another barbecue contest was going to crop up since we're in Kansas City. And there were only three. And so we decided we should have a club for these people, and we would have a periodic newsletter when we could afford it. And so we started with the very modest dues, and we put on our own championship, if you will, called Spring Training. And that went on for 10 years until we had so many contests we didn't need it anymore. So it's been a great ride, and we were so new to the sport was so new that it was sort of make it up as you go along. And fortunately, we've worked hard, and they have been very lucky to hopefully have had enough bright minds to do it correctly.
Well, I think you've done it correctly because KCBS is associated with all the top competitions. I mean, we've got a young man out here that we kind of follow on the show, Jesse Henry. I think he was second last year in the brisket.
Fabulous.
And he will actually tell you that there's other barbecue associations, and that is great. But if you're really going to get serious, you want to be affiliated and compete at the Kansas City Barbecue Society level, and that really has the notoriety with it. So,
well, we appreciate his kind comments, and we think all the associations are okay, and we all think ours is the best. If not, we'd have changed it to make it the best. So we're appreciate Jeffy's kind words.
Well, barbecue has become such a changed entity, if you will. When I was growing up, and I won't tell you when that was, but it was in the previous century. You know, barbecue was my dad out there with this kind of rickety ass Weber looking thing with three aluminum legs and a couple of wheels and, Kingsford briquettes and that type of thing. usually burned the chicken, undercooked the steaks or something like that. And that was kind of barbecue when I grew up. And then as time progressed, you know, more practice, more knowledge. The Northwest especially wasn't, you know, particularly known for a type of barbecue like the Carolinas or Texas or what have you. So we just kind of, you know, burned it as we went, you might say. But now things have changed out here, and they have lots of competitions and affiliations with, like, you know, KCBS and that type of thing. So I think the whole industry has grown across the country.
Well, we're very fortunate that barbecue is the hot new old food. Finally, it's a legitimate food group. And it, you know, it's the only cooking technique that was perfected in America, that was perfected in America.
Sure.
So, and now people all over the world want to find out how we do this slow and low thing.
Well, it's not that hard, really. I mean, to perfect it in our own recipes, that maybe takes some time and patience and due diligence. But, you know, heat, flames, open fire, meat, they've been going together since kind of the dawn of time.
And it's a beautiful marriage.
It is a beautiful marriage. It is a beautiful marriage. I also understand, in doing a little research on you, that you were... Pork Barrel Barbecue called you the sixth most influential person in barbecue. Now, I don't know who the five people were in front of you, but, you know, if you want me to come take them out for you, I will. But
No, that's all right. I actually referred myself as the glue of this organization, since I've been around since it was started, and it's very much... It's very much my child. The members are my extended family. We do have some dysfunction, but by and large, it's the best family could have.
Well, it's a large family if you've got 21,000 members.
Yeah, it is a very large family and getting bigger all the time. And, you know, maybe we just didn't know it couldn't be done, but it's that the people, it's all about food, family, fun, and friends. And in the heat of competition, sometimes that gets muddled over. But it's I'm sure as you've been around barbecue people, you know that they're there clapping for each other when they win.
Yes.
It's so much, it's a community. It's not just a club. It's a community of people who are dedicated to perfecting their technique at the smoker and to sharing it with the world.
Would you call it a lifestyle?
Yes. In our mission, it's called a culinary technique, a sport, an art form, but it is an outdoor cooking lifestyle. So not only can we do other kinds of contests as well. We do ancillary events or categories. We do side dish, steaks, some backyard contests, and, you know, grilling is a... Well, grilling is not barbecue. It's they're both honorable cooking methods, but barbecue is not a solitary pursuit. It's getting outdoors, enjoying your favorite beverage, your family, your friends, kicking back. It's a backlash to the hustle and bustle of everyday life.
The beverage part is important, also. I have to agree with you on that. The beverage part is most important. And, of course, that's one thing we are known for up here in the Northwest, and especially Portland where we live, is we have so many microbreweries and craft beers and all these things that you really can't go wrong. It's kind of like our beer selection is like going to a barbecue contest and seeing all the selections of barbecue sauces. It's endless.
And barbecue itself, actually, because there are so many variables that, you know, that there's plenty of ways to make great barbecue. But we are seeing more and more beer and barbecue in festivals. Might be beer, barbecue, bluegrass. Might be beer, barbecue, country music. When you think of a barbecue, you think of a gathering.
Yes.
That is one happy gathering.
Most people were happy when they left the stuff I did. I know that.
sure.
They were pretty happy. Carolyn, I'm going to introduce somebody else here on the Nation just real quickly. We've got a new producer today, and you spoke to her briefly. Kaylin Beaujolais is a new producer here at the Nation, and we really appreciate her being with us. So we're going to take a break. Kaylin will be back. Carolyn will be back. And I'm JT, and of course, I live here, so I'll be back right after this. Here I come. Going to Kansas City.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to the Nation. That would be Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates really quickly. KWRO down in Coos Bay and KFLS in Klamath Falls. Thanks for sharing the airwaves and the smoke waves, too, from the barbecue out there. Next Saturday, October 3rd, you can join me and a whole bunch of folks out at Sam's Northwest Barbecue. It's Family Fun Day. It's going to go from 10 to 4. They're going to have all kinds of demos going on out there. The folks at Black Olive Grills have their first Kamado pellet grill they're going to be showing off out there. And I'll be out there doing some live radio remotes and showing you maybe a couple of my cooking skills, but maybe I can get away and let somebody else do it all. Jess Henry, like we've talked about in the first segment, who's been on the show a couple times for Moving the Chains, he's going to be out there also. So, you know, it's going to be a fun day. That's at Sam's Barbecue, Sam's Northwest Barbecue Company. It's out on the Tualatin and Sherwood Highway next Saturday. You don't want to miss it. We're going to welcome back to our show here Carolyn Wells, who's the executive director of KCBS. I still think that sounds like a television station. Hi, I'm KCBS, and today's here's your smoke report, you know, type thing. So, Carolyn, you were a competitor besides being one of the organizers. Do you still compete?
No, I haven't competed in a very long time. The last time I competed, my husband was the rep, and I got 2 first places, and the teams were not very happy until I got 2 last places. And, of course, I richly deserved those. But he said, enough, we're not doing that anymore. So we're...
There you go.
I had to step aside and let the other people cook, and it took me a couple of years to get over it, but... I'm in a very good place now. I'm just fine.
There you go. So here's a question I think that a lot of people may have thought of over the years, but I'm just going to go ahead and ask it. And this is nothing about you personally, but will you explain the Kansas City style to us? Can you do that?
Well, it's kind of hard to get your head around.
That's right. I got a big head.
Okay. In all of barbecue, there are 4 capitals or 4 styles. The Carolinas, which would be, which is known for pig pickings, we characterize Memphis as the pork barbecue capital of the world, where they do whole hog shoulder and ribs. The entire state of Texas considers itself a barbecue capital. And if you don't believe it, just ask a Texan.
Absolutely.
And then Kansas City is the melting pot of barbecue. So because of Western migration from the South, and because of Northern migration from the railheads, the cattle drives coming up from Texas, we kind of got the best of all possible worlds there. And it's sort of a blend of everybody else's with our own unique twist. So it's not just hickory wood. We use any kind of hardwood, plenty of fruit woods. So we're not limited to just hickory or just alder if you're in the Northwest, or just mesquite if you're in Texas. And we're not limited to just pork. In Kansas City, if it moves, we cook it. So we have fun with wild game and all sorts of things. So. But we, of course, cook the four proteins: chicken, ribs, pork butter shoulder, and beef brisket. direction. And then our sauce is generally a little bit sweeter, tomato-based sauce, not as bold as Texas, sweeter than Memphis or the Carolinas, but still has that little vinegar tang. Mm-hmm. So we are our own unique sauce. And if you ask a Kansas Cityan to, what is Kansas City barbecue, you'd get 10 answers and they'd all be right.
Yeah, yes, I can believe that. Well, and I also agree with you about your analogy or your observations about people in Texas and barbecue. And I've been to Texas literally 150 times in my life, and I love Texas. I've got relatives that live there, but they can usually, at least they will tell you, they can run faster, jump higher, shoot straighter, and cook a better brisket or whatever. So we'll just leave it at that as far as Texas goes. When you're doing your seasoning, do you have any particular things that you, Carolyn Wells, when you were competing or still do, like to use particularly for your rubs or anything? Is there anything indigenous to Kansas, KCBS, about that?
Well, not indigenous to KCS, but the competition barbecue is vastly different from when I started. And I used to represent a barbecue sauce company in southeast Missouri. It was vinegar and spices, a very southern sauce, and that's what I used. It was a marinade and a base. So that's what I used exclusively to cook with, and we did very, very well, and I can assure you there was nothing professional about me as a cook at that point. Not even now. But it won, and it made it just fine. Since, you know, we're 30 years later, the flavor profiles have gotten so much more complex and so much more sophisticated, where that it hits the tongue and you get a certain flavor, and then by the time it gets to the back of your mouth, it's another flavor, and they all go together beautifully. And I would attribute that to the fact that the sport or art form or culinary technique, however you want to characterize it, has gotten increasingly more scientific, if you will, as far as flavor profiles, as far as ingredients. But it's also, that's the good part. The bad part is that, for me at least, is that things are so cloyingly sweet now that you can't taste the meat. If you see a muffin tin chicken thigh that is glazed with honey and barbecue sauce and rub, and you taste it, and you've got a mess all over your hands and your face.
I got it.
The main thing you're tasting is sweet.
Yep.
The chicken is what you're supposed to be tasting, and the seasoning should enhance it. But that is my own personal, complaint.
I got it. We're going to take a break here on The Nation and be back right after this. Street and Vine.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to The Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. We're having some fun today. And I'm serious about that. We've got Carolyn Wells from the Kansas City Barbecue Society, one of the founders. And she knows her stuff about barbecue. But this is where I always tell you a little bit of some newsworthy piece of probably non-essential information. But I will tell you that a couple days ago, Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack and the EPA, my favorite people, Administrator Gina McCarthy announced that the United States' first ever national food waste reduction goal, calling for 50% reduction in food waste by the year 2030, which is fine. I think that's a great idea, except when you've got the USDA, the EPA and the United Nations involved, that's kind of iffy if they'll get that done. But what I found really interesting about this news piece was Jonathan Mays, he's a senior VP at Albertsons. Reducing food waste is an important priority for the Albertsons companies as part of the U.S. Food Waste Challenge. We are focused on and on source reduction as well as providing food to good causes for hunger relief organizations and animal feed. Okay, I don't have a problem with that, but I know that some of these companies, that especially when you go into their deli sections in the grocery stores and it's late at night and they're closing and they've got all this fried chicken and stuff, they are commanded to throw that away. They cannot give that to anybody, a good cause, a church, a homeless shelter, anything like that, because it's they've got, you know, liability problems with it, what have you. This will hopefully fix that because it's going to give these companies a tax credit, and then amazingly they will be able to find ways to make that happen for people. So sorry, I didn't want to get off on a rant there, Carolyn, but I find those things always so ironic that, you know, they say they're focused on this stuff, and then I happen to know a couple of deli managers over the years that got fired for giving free food to people at, you know, to their church or whatever. So anyway, there you go. When you're cooking, do you still cook barbecue at home all the time? Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear my question? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't hear your question.
Okay. That's all right. I was going to say, when you're cooking now, do you cook barbecue most of the time at home?
Well, I cook barbecue, and I grill things, and I'm sure I have to eat like everybody else.
Well,
I eat a lot of barbecue at events, and so I try to, I'm kind of like Julia Child, I try to pace myself, moderation and all things.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think that's a good theory. You know, I've never subscribed to that theory, though. I found things I liked and really went for it. Anyway, but I'm a fun guy, so there you go.
All right.
We have this thing we do called the lightning round. Do you think you're up to playing this game?
I'll sure give it a try.
I know you will. I think you'll just do fine. So let's hit it. Go ahead. All right, Carolyn Wells from the Kansas City Barbecue Society. She is the executive director, and here is her lightning round. What is your preferred heat source when smoking or barbecuing?
Charcoal and wood.
Okay. Do you marinate or no marinate?
Marinate.
With or without alcohol? In the marinade, without. Not in the person.
Without.
Okay. Do you have a favorite cut of meat?
Ribs.
Ribs, okay. In your mind, what is the optimum aging time for beef?
30-plus days.
30-plus days. All right, very good. There's no big prize at the end of this, by the way, Carolyn. It's just kind of a fun thing we do here. Is there anything you won't grill or barbecue besides Jell-O?
Sponge cake.
Sponge cake, there you go. If we made you czar of barbecue for 1 week, which... you're pretty close to that with the KCBS there. What would you decree?
I would decree that the EPA never approach banning barbecue for any reason.
There you go. I love it. What does the best day for Carolyn Wells contain as far as activities?
Being with my friends and barbecue family at a competition.
Okay, and who would you like, if you could pick one person, any person in the world, who would you like to have cook for you?
Oh, wow. I think I've already had some of the best people in the world already cook for me. Aaron Franklin.
We just happened to have had Aaron on the show a couple weeks ago. Is there one thing that you wish you had never eaten?
Yes, and it was at Memphis in May. It was a vertebrate thing, but I'm still not exactly sure what it was. It was an eel.
Okay. All right. Best advice for backyard barbecuers or grillers that you could give them?
Practice, practice, practice.
Okay, and then the last one, and you do not have to answer this question, but it's boxers or briefs?
repeat the question?
Boxers or briefs? Okay. You'd be surprised at how many people that say neither. Nothing.
Oh, excuse me.
They're commandos. All right. Carolyn Wells, you did very well with our lightning round today. I will send you your parting gift, but you're not parting yet.
That'd be great.
So with you've got the Royal coming up. I was an old horse show judge for many years, so I'm very familiar with the Royal and all the activities around it. So how did you get into that? Did you just go to them and say, hey, we're here and we're in Kansas and we got this society? And
well, actually, no. Of course, you know that the Royal is older than we are.
Right.
We got involved after there was a programming error this is way on back. And the guy was trying to correct the programming as he was trying to enter the contest as well. I mean, enter the scores from the contest. And he didn't exactly think that there were no results announced on Saturday night. And there were a lot of angry cookers. So Gary and I picked up those judging slips next morning at 7. We ran them through our system, and we called the winners at 7 o'clock that night. Thereafter, we were asked to be on the steering committee, so we'd served there on the steering committee for the barbecue for 15 years. And in the meantime, it grew to the largest contest in the world. And this year, you know, it's moved to Arrowhead Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 618 teams.
Whoa, that's a lot of queuing out there, darling.
Yeah, that and 179 in the Invitational, so... It's hands down the largest competition in the world.
Do you work with any of the regional or particular individual events to help them bring in any sponsorship? That's kind of important for some of these outfits.
We try whenever we can, but you know, each of our events are responsible for their own infrastructure. Venue sponsorship. They all have different causes, so we don't. What we try to do is keep sanction fees as low as we can, so that we can. But we help in any way we can. But I can't go and appeal.
Sure,
I can't. We can't go appeal to XYZ Brewery in Oregon, even though they have wonderful beer, to participate. It's just not something we're able to do, especially doing 500 contests a year.
Oh no, I understand that. By the way, folks, if you have a question for us here at Barbecue Nation or a recipe, and if you send me a recipe and I use it on the air, then I will send you something myself personally. You don't even have to come down the station to get it. I will send you something, but Barbecue Nation at KXL.com and recipes at KXL.com. You can do that, and we will have lots of fun with that. We're going to take a break and be back with a wrap up the show today with Carolyn Wells from Kansas City Barbecue Society right after this. Don't go away.
Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Welcome back to the nation. That would be Barbecue Nation. I'm your host, JT, here on the Radio Northwest Network and our home station, KXL News Radio 101.1. I always like saying that, 101.1. We're here in Portland. Don't forget to join us Saturday, October 3rd, over at Sam's Northwest Barbecue for the Family Fun Day. I'll be there. We'll be doing some radio remote stuff. Black Olive Grills is the main sponsor for that one, and they're showing out on display the world's first Kamado pellet grill, and they're going to have their new Auto Start charcoal grill there for you. For you guys that are always in a hurry to get stuff done but still want that true charcoal flavor. And that. So I'll be there. That's out on the Tualatin and Sherwood Highway. We'll be talking more about that as throughout the week here on KXL and some of those things. Don't forget, we've got the American Royal coming up, which starts, I think, next Friday, doesn't it, Carolyn?
That's correct.
Yeah, it starts next Friday.
Sunday.
Yeah. And then after that, on the October 23rd through the 25th, we've got the Jack Daniel's World Invitational, then the USA Barbecue Championships, that's down in Laughlin, and then the World Food Championships in Vegas, November 12th through the 18th. So we got a lot of foodie stuff coming up.
Now, the World Food Championship is in Florida this year.
Oh, it is. Okay, well, my information is incorrect then. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Is there anything in the barbecue world you wish you had done that you hadn't done or you haven't done yet?
Oh, there's hundreds of things that I have yet to do. So,
okay.
In barbecue, yes. I want to document the people. I want to tell their stories because they're wonderful stories and they're wonderful people. And I want to just celebrate. Barbecue is Americana. And I think it's a food group that deserves to be documented and celebrated.
Well, I would agree with you. I mean, because I've been doing it for a long time. And I cook on television also. And so, you know, I'm in studio, out studio. But if I'm at home, I do a lot of barbecuing and grilling and smoking, not all at the same time. Don't, you know, run the neighbors out of the neighborhood. But, you know, I just think it's a great way to prepare food myself. I mean, there's some things you could do it on a barbecue or on a grill, but it's difficult to do. So, you know, we have stove tops and ovens and things like that, but I just like doing it on outside. I was, you know, raised on a ranch and stuff, so been outside most of my life. And I think it works well. It works well. When you think about the future for barbecue and think about the future for the KCBS, what do you see? What's your vision?
My vision is 100,000 members, because I would think we deserve to be at least as big as PETA. And they have 100,000 members. It's barbecue competitions worldwide, and we're almost there. I mean, we're doing 30 contests internationally right now. So the international movement is like us on steroids 25 years ago. I would see it being a circuit of where everybody wants to cook better than the guy next door. So I see taking the energy and enthusiasm of the competition world and using it as a vehicle for teaching people to cook better than the guy next door.
Well, there you go.
And seeing that more education about it's all about the family, the culture, the community, and it's just a fabulous community.
Well, I've always had a good time with it, you know, and I'm kind of I'm kind of a fun guy, and I like fun. I had a lot of trauma and drama in my life too, and I just assume not anymore. So I like you know, barbecue and having fun with people and all that stuff. So it's good. Carolyn Wells, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you, my dear, and the executive director of KCBS. And you have done so much for the sport and the knowledge of barbecue out there. I don't think we barely touched the surface in this hour, but I appreciate
it. We'll have to continue at another time.
We can certainly do that. I would appreciate you doing that. Okay? Don't go away, though. Don't hang up, but I've got to close out the show here. I'd like to thank Kayleen, her first day on the job with me, and she's done great. Old McGarry, and he's warming up in the bullpen. Well, he's actually sitting at a bar somewhere, but getting ready to do that. If you want to check out more on my website, go to thecowboycook.com, or you can go to barbecuenation@kxl.com, and you can do the podcast and stuff. And we appreciate everybody. Don't forget to check out Sam's Barbecue next weekend. It's going to be fun. We'll see you then. Take care, everybody.